Your Halloween adventure begins with Wind River Resort and Casino's Under Construction Halloween Bash, featuring the well-known hip-hop duo Ying Yang Twins, performing Salt Shaker, Wait, the Whisper Song, What's Happening, and Bad. Plus, DJ Chris will be spinning live beats all night long. The Under Construction Adventure kicks off on Saturday, October 29th at 9 o'clock. Drink specials, dancing, cash drawings, costume contest, over $3,000 in cash and prizes. Presale general admission is $20, $25 day of show. VIP booth $250 includes 6 guests, swag, cocktail service, and 2 bottles of champagne. This signature event sells out fast. Get your tickets now, 1-800-280-YOU-WIN, or online at windriver.com. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place to be for your under-construction Halloween adventure. Don't forget to check out our hotel packages. Must be 21 to attend. For details, log on to windriver.com. We offer our guests a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. Halloween is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning, North State, and my good buddy, Lieutenant Colonel retired Carl Bott.
We are down here at the stand down, the Shasta County stand down for 2016. We're down here at Anderson Fairgrounds, at the Shasta Fairgrounds, and down here at Lucero Hall. And we're here to the situation down here is a little bit fluid, but it looks great. The coffee's going, where people are coming out, and we have to remember is that the stand is for a hand up and not a handout. There's a lot of services here for our young, for the people here, for homeless veterans, and for those veterans who need some help. Ted Lighty, of course, is here, and Ted's been involved in a lot of the veterans' issues. But we've got some things we're going to be doing, but good morning, everybody. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Of course, we're on our Skype. And Jared, how are we here? How are we coming across, Jared?
You guys sound great, loud and clear. Everything's going well.
All right, super. Let's what's the weather look like here for the weekend, Jared?
Let's see. Today is going to be sunny. Partly cloudy later on tonight. High of 77, a low of 49. Tomorrow is going to be sunny. High of 73, a low of 49. And on Sunday, it is going to be a 20% chance of rain with a low of 51 and a high of 62.
Yeah, okay. And the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business where their customers are warm friends at Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. And I bet Amy's there with our pet of the week from Haven Humane.
I am here. Good morning.
Good morning. It's the first time we've done a remote, so that we're not just kind of sitting there in the studio with you petting your animal, whatever that is.
Well, today I brought Gracie Mae. Gracie Mae is a 3-year-old boxer pit mix. She is full of energy, super sweet, really good with other dogs and kids.
Well, that's great. How long have you had her over there at Haven Humane?
She's been here, been with Haven for a little while. She's been here since, I think, July. And she's a great dog. She just gets overlooked for some reason, but she is adorable.
Well, I am glad. You know what? We have batting 100% with finding homes, forever homes, with our furry, our fur babies.
Yes.
From Haven Humane. And so what else is going on at Haven Humane here in the next couple of weeks?
So until November 8th, we're doing a promotion where all dogs and cats are $25 for the adoption fee. And that is in support of politics and not politics. So we're trying to find something good about this election season, and that would be the ability to adopt a dog or a cat for only $25.
If you can actually find something that's cool about this political season, you need to tell me.
Yeah, well, it's adopting a dog. That's the only cool thing so far.
That's I haven't found one yet exactly how that is. So anyway, okay. So how do people pick up this beautiful little dog?
Well, you want to come by the shelter, 7449 Eastside Road, and just come and visit with her. Take her out in the lawn if you'd like, because she would love to run around and play.
That's great. Okay, Amy. Thank you so much and for everything that you and Haven Humane does.
Well, thank you. And you guys have a great day at Stand Down.
Okay, we will. Okay, where's my friend? Okay, here's Ted. Ted's out. And Ted, what do you think about Stand Down?
First off, I look forward to this every year and coming out with you. I think that the North Valley Stand Down Association does an incredible job of bringing people and resources together. And you know how I feel about this, Carl. I've talked to you a lot about this. I do not like the term used homeless veteran, used synonymously, like, you know, it's this demographic of people that we have to take care of. Bottom line is, we're here because they're veterans and they might need a little bit of help. So, they've served us, and today we get to serve them. That's the key right there.
Absolutely right. You know, the fact is there's people that, you know, maybe a decision that you and I could have made at one point that might have led to, a worse decision later on and then to where they are now. It doesn't mean that they're not trying and that they're ready to change, and in many cases are changing. So, okay, look, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. We run a little bit because of all the politicals, as you can possibly imagine. The predictions are just taking just a little bit longer, but we're going to be right back from the Stand Down, North State Stand Down. We're here at Anderson, down at the Anderson Fairgrounds here, the Shasta County Fairgrounds down here at Lucero Hall. If you've got anything you'd like to, if you'd like to bring down and donate, or if you just want to come down and help, why don't you head on down here right now and come by and see us, have a cup of coffee and say hello and see how you can help out down here. We'll be right back after these messages.
Right now, more than one half of military-connected students attend a community college like Shasta College, where they need one-on-one services. Measure H will assist military personnel and veterans with a dedicated veteran support center at Shasta College. Right now, our businesses need trained workers. Measure H will help with the construction of a new career technical education facility to provide students with training in advanced manufacturing, welding, automotive diesel, and computer science. And right now, perhaps more than at any other time, our fire, law enforcement, and emergency medical workers need trained personnel. Measure H will help by building a regional public safety training facility for collaborative trainings and to fill positions with highly trained new job candidates. With Measure H, all money raised will stay local and cannot be taken by the state, nor used for salaries, pensions, or other operating expenses. Do your part to help our veterans, our businesses, and our fire and police. Vote yes on Measure H.
Paid for by the committee in support of Measure H.
This is Pastor Terry Oxley of True Life Church in Bella Vista. We are living in a society where a handful of political leaders whose minds have been corrupted and depraved are making laws and life-altering decisions that affect all of us, especially our children. These insane, foolish laws are being forced on us regardless of our beliefs. Only a relationship with Jesus Christ and a commitment to live by God's Word will protect you from this moral decay. What are you doing to protect those you love from this insanity? If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit us at our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just in distance, but also in attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling and must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. And I will keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Am I here? Am I on now, Jared?
You are, sir.
Okay. You know what? We couldn't hear the music at the end there. I didn't know if it kicked in or what, but welcome back. We're down at the North Valley Stand Down 2016. It's going on yesterday, today, and tomorrow. It's for all homeless veterans and other veterans who aren't homeless. It's a hand up, not a handout. I'm here with my friend Ted Leidy, and Ted and I are kind of, you know, the sun's coming up.
It's a beautiful morning.
It's a great morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. If you're looking for help in the home for your loved ones, whether it's a short period of time, after an operation, say you've hurt your back or your knee or your hip, and you can't get around so well, but you need some help in the house, well, it's Home Helpers. If you're talking about long-term care in the home, it's Home Helpers. Sharon Clark has the Business of the Year, and she's been the Businesswoman of the Year. This is a great, great organization. She has built, hand-picked, all background checked. All of them have got bonded, insured, everything. She makes sure the family and her care providers work together. So how do you get a hold of Sharon? You give her a call at 226-8350. She's located at 2620 Larkspur Lane in Suite N. But it's Home Helpers. It's the place to go to. Now, on the line, we have the head of the Guardian Angels, Daniel Myers. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning. You know, I'm really excited, Daniel, about our Shasta County Guardian Angels.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Okay, now I can. Yep.
Okay, good. Hey, Daniel. Daniel's head of the Reading chapter of the Guardian Angels, and so good morning, buddy.
Good morning, sir.
So, can you tell us about the Guardian Angels?
Well, we started basically the 10th of September, and we're about not even 45 days out yet, and the group's growing. We're excited. We're getting involved with the community. One of the things, of course, you can see there when you came in the gate there, I know you probably saw some folks there with red hats on their head. And it's kind of exciting, you know, because these folks, some of them are vets, some are not, but they're there. They're part of our community, and they're helping out. And so they put out a call saying they need help with security, and we step up. And everybody in our group here, that we're part of the community, the reason we were formed is we wanted to do something to help be a positive part of our community. And so here we are. We do different things. We put patrols out around the softball fields for the kids playing softball out there. We're hoping to get down to the Haunted Lagoon there at Reading Plunge. And lots of different things. We're actually working on a new initiative that's going to come up here pretty soon that we're really excited about, too. It's called Stomp the Bullying. And it's going to involve doing some training, hopefully, with the school districts and various schools, and starting a junior group of the Guardian Angels also. So we're excited about the different things that are happening. And, you know, it's going really fast. It just blows my mind.
I'm just really, really impressed with your program. And now I got a question for you. So you start on September 10th and you guys have a training process, obviously, so that, your guardian angels know exactly what's expected of them on the street and what the boundaries are as far as you know, they're basically just eyes and ears and presence, right? How long is the training process for, like, let's say I wanted to sign up today, and then, of course, you guys probably have backgrounds and all that kind of stuff to do, but how long does a guardian angel usually go through training before you can actually put him on a team?
Well, we'll do some initial clearances and initial training as far as self-defense methods, that type of thing goes. We have a couple of local dojos here that help with that. We've been kind of blessed that we have about 8 people that have various levels of black belt. And so that's part of been the strength of us getting some people trained right away. But as a general rule, you can figure about 90 days before we're really comfortable with putting a big group out. Our membership right now is probably about 75 people, with about 35 to 40 are normally active. And we're putting boots on the street now with the people that we can already have qualified, which is about 20. And after about 90 days, we'll be closer to about 40 people that we could put out. And I actually have 5 really excellent patrol leaders right now. So if we get a call, we need some help, I can put a note out to our patrol leaders and they will just jump on it and they'll get a patrol going. So we're out there just about any time of day or night. We don't tell people where we are, of course, but that's part of the reason. And some of it's fun, some of it maybe not so fun, but I want people to understand we're not a vigilante group. We're not out there trying to thump on people, any of that kind of thing. Our idea is that we can be a resource to help some of the folks that are either homeless or substance abusers, that type of thing, get resources, get help, and find ways to get themselves back into a good, productive member of society. That's what we're all about.
Hey, Daniel, you know, sometimes a business owner will have a problem that somebody's come into their business or, is blocking their doorway and all this. And if they call the guardian angels, do y'all run on those? Do y'all go to those?
If we have a patrol that's in the area, we can certainly ask them to go by. You know, we operate as non-confrontational as we can. And if it's something that looks like that is beyond our purview, we will call 911 and ask the officers to come by, but we will also help secure the situation too.
Yeah, okay. And I see that's where a lot of that. The other thing is the trails. Are y'all making regular tours of the trails?
That's one of the things that we actually had discussed, and we are going to start putting people out there. We're looking at the possibility of actually even doing some bicycle type patrols also. We're working on funds. We've got some great sources of funding that folks here in the area have stepped up and they're helping us out with. So we're getting our different pieces of equipment. We're getting radios. We're going to be looking at getting some body armor for some situations. We will have some body cams, all that kind of stuff. So it's growing.
That's very good. Ted Lighty here. One more question. So about the fundraising. So you have other Guardian Angels chapters. What's the nearest besides Reading? What's the nearest Guardians Angel chapter in our area?
Probably right now the closest one would be down in Yuba City. We're in discussions now with folks in Chico, and we actually just got another group that's starting to grow like we are down in Santa Cruz.
Excellent. And so they've got you guys have a road to fundraising, right, that you guys will probably get started and we'll hear about?
That's correct. And, you know, a lot of it, the folks that are out there like to do it anonymously, and we're great to have it done that way. We have a relationship with Chase Bank, and I'm going to have some things posted up on our Facebook on the Shasta County Guardian Angels where you could actually find out about either making a donation directly through PayPal or you could stop by and do it at the Chase Bank. But there's a specific way you have to do it at Chase, and we'll have that information available.
That's great, Daniel. I tell you what, I never thought I'd be looking in the city of Reading to have the Guardian Angels and a methadone clinic, frankly.
Yeah.
And but you know what? You stood up when it was a you know, when they said, "Hey, we need some help here," and Guardian Angels are here to help and not to be confrontational, not to be a vigilante group, but to do patrols just like you're talking about. And you stood up, Daniel. We're very proud of you, and we really appreciate you and the rest of the Guardian Angels.
Well, thank you, Carl. You know, and I told everybody early on that I'm willing to put my name out there, but I don't want people to point at Daniel and say, "Hey, you did this. I didn't do this." There's 50 or 60 other people who actually did it. I'm just kind of the conductor of the choir.
You know what? I understand, but you know what? The conductor is takes not only the accolades, but he also takes the spear in the chest too. So it's always good, as we all know. You know, the OIC always gets, you know, one way or the other, it comes back to you. So we appreciate you taking the time, the effort, and you have the abilities, of course, the leadership abilities to make this just a great organization. And we truly, truly appreciate it. So thank you very much, Daniel. How do people call you to join the Guardian Angels?
Look up on Facebook, Shasta County Guardian Angels. Or if they want, they can also either call or text me. You know, I'm out on the road right now, so I'm not going to get back to you immediately, but my number is 530-410-5862.
All right. Daniel Myers, who heads up the Shasta County. Is it Shasta County Guardian Angels?
That's correct, yep.
Shasta County Guardian Angels and is an affiliate of the National Guardian Angels Group. Thanks a lot, Daniel.
Take care, Carl.
You bet. Thank you. Bye. Hey, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Crackmaster and Jeff Wurst, a better-known business that allows you to have chips in your windshield, whether they're little tiny chips or cracks up to over 2 feet in length be fixed. Now, why is this important? It's starting to get cold out there. And if it's starting to get cold, the water may get into the chip, and when it freezes, it'll crack your windshield. So get those chips fixed right now. And you won't have to worry about that. Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 3208 South Market Street. He guarantees his work. You give him a call at 241-8373. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Local farmer Brian Daly promised to do things different when he went to Sacramento. To work hard and fix things that matter to working people. Keeping his promise to the voters, Brian worked to save our rural hospitals, get more doctors in our communities, and cut back regulations to put people back to work and stop mill closures. Results matter, and Brian Daly delivers. Vote to re-elect Brian Daly for Assembly.
Paid for by Daly for Assembly 2016.
At the Paint Mart, we're your one-stop solution for all things paint. Are you thinking about painting the outside or inside of your home? Right now, with the purchase of 10 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint, you can get a sprayer or water blaster absolutely free for one day, or buy 20 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint and get both at no charge. We also provide our masking machines free to make masking your windows quick and simple. Indoors or out, paint smart with the Paint Mart. Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, home of quality Benjamin Moore paints and all the right tips and tools to help you do the job right.
Everyone knows it's important to take care of your vehicle, and it'll take care of you. Premier Oil Change and Havoline Motor Oil would like to help. Get up to $10 off on your oil change through October 31st while using Havoline Motor Oil at Premier Oil Change. You'll also earn bonus points towards free oil changes and other discounts with Premier Oil Change while staying in the comfort of your car. Premier serves you free soft drinks and free Wi-Fi while waiting. The wait is short. We pride ourselves on efficiency and customer service. Bring in your new car with less than 10,000 miles and your first service is on us. Havoline Motor Oil has been helping families protect what matters for over 100 years. Let us both help today with $10 off on your oil change through October 31st. Learn more the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com. In Palo Cedro, Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hello, Jared. Can you hear me?
Hello. You are on loud and clear, sir.
Was I on?
You are now. Yes, you were.
Did you turn me on?
You were.
I was sitting there just talking my leg off.
I apologize. You are on now.
Okay. Well, don't do that. You know, you're scaring me right now. You can't take the show over and just play music for the rest of the time. I think it's illegal. Okay. All right. We're back down here. Okay. I'm going to start all over. This was probably one of the best intros I ever had, Jared, and now people have missed it. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl Bond and Ted Leidy. We're down here at the North Valley Stand Down Association Stand Down 2016 at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, inside from Cerro Hall and Trinity Hall, but also outside. Now it's breakfast for everybody. They're coming in and having breakfast. And this is for homeless veterans, but also for other veterans that need some assistance or some information. Free community services are available, drug and alcohol counseling, Veterans Administration, benefit information, general assistance. The Shasta County Women's Refuge, County Veterans Service Office is here, Social Security. It's a temporary homeless shelter. And we have a lot of things going on here today. But one of the things I have, or one of the ways that makes it work is because you have to have so many volunteers. And I'm here with Matt Ruzinski, a former Marine, but he's an EMT in the Happy Valley Fire Department, but he volunteered to be down here. And good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Carl.
Okay, Matt, when you heard about this, is this the first time you've been down to Stand Down?
Yeah, this is my first time.
So what do you think about what you're seeing down here?
It's an eye-opener, and it's very humbling, you know, to see. Sometimes you think, you know, you got everything going good and think it's bad, and then you come down and see stuff like this. You know, you got your fellow vets and everything, and it opened my eyes, and it's a little saddening, you know.
You know, sometimes it makes you wonder, because you realize that, you know, we all make decisions in our lives. And sometimes that decision, may not work out as well as we think.
Yeah, that definitely, you know, some people go down the wrong road and sometimes it's just misfortune. And, you know, I'm seeing a little bit of both where, you know, they just maybe hung out with the wrong crowd and got mixed into some wrong things. And sometimes it's, you know, just things didn't fall their way in life, you know, and, you know, I'm just glad to be able to be here and help, you know, medically, you know, if they get hurt or anything happens throughout the night, to be able to help them with that. And, you know, just hope that, you know, someday if something like this ever were to happen to me, that, you know, we'd have people like that are here today to help me in the future, you know. So I just want to give back and keep doing my part and helping my fellow vets.
Well, I know that from the stand down, they've had people that have gotten this hand up, and it's worked for them, and they've gone out and gotten jobs, and some of them have volunteered to come back here. They've gotten good jobs. They've come back to help out because they know it worked for them, and it's because of people like you, Matt. And we really appreciate it. And thanks a lot. And thank you for your service there, Marine Semper Fi. Are you going to be there for the Marine Corps ball?
I plan on it. Definitely look forward to that every year.
It's a great time, November 10th, and we're inviting everybody to our ball. And I think we're restricted to so many tables, but everybody's wants to, you know, it's a great evening, November 10th, for our Marine Corps birthday. Even we invite the Army, and Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy. Okay, thanks a lot, Matt, and thanks for everything you do. Hey, come here, Ted, and talk about, we're talking about the concealed carry, and we're talking about all these new gun laws that are starting, and then what Hillary Clinton said about the having a – oh, no, it's just – I'm not going to take away your weapons. I just think there should be common sense gun laws. I mean, which is an, another way of saying I'm going to take your guns.
Yeah, it's wide open. Common sense gun laws mean what exactly? You know, she doesn't want to. I really don't think she just wants to. I don't think she wants to tip her hand until she gets elected. I mean, that's just how I feel about it. You know, if she does, it's a definite vote loser for her if she starts talking about taking firearms from people. But I think if you talk to anybody in our industry or anybody who is even a gun owner, I think they would agree that we need to start working on keeping the guns out of the hands of people that should not have them, instead of working on the low hanging fruit, which are the, you know, the residents, which is, that's right. That's low hanging fruit. That's easy stuff to pick on. You know, I mean, it takes a real leadership with real leadership solutions to go out and try to figure out how to keep a gun out of the hands of, oh, I don't know, maybe the convicted felon who shot Deputy Hopkins. That would be a good idea, right? But he had a gun. He had a gun. And there's a fix there. You just got it. You have to have the political will to fix that. That's all.
Well, you know, as we've said, is that the when people, and when they want to start outlawing guns and everything, and the only people that pay attention to them are criminals. And there's a big proposition, I think it's Proposition 63, that Gavin Newsom wants to pass, which will take not only take your gun, you know, put such restrictions on your guns, but then ammo to the point where you have to have background checks and everything just to buy a box of 22 ammo. There's no exceptions. So I imagine that shotgun ammunition and everything else. And these are the kind of things they want to do because, trust me, that guy up in Alturas, they just killed that deputy sheriff. He didn't care. He didn't care. And you know what? He's going to get his ammo someplace. But people like you and me, the ones that are in plain sight, we can be hammered on this. And if you refuse to give up your if you say you've got magazines or over 10 rounds that you've had for years and years and years, say from the time you were in the service, and now you've got to turn them into the sheriff or destroy them. I mean, already you're forcing people into making decisions that you don't want them to make, because it's the type of thing is, okay, you can have my magazines, knowing perfectly well that the percentages of people that are killed by rifles during, you know, something like 1 or 2% of all the people killed. More people killed by hammers than they are by the, quote, assault rifles in the United States. So, you know, this whole thing, and saving toddlers, four times as many children die from poisoning, about that same amount die from overdose of prescribed medications, you know, and they talk about being shot. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. Anyway, okay. Now we're going to go back to stand down. That was our political, stance for the day.
We'll come back to it later.
Okay, we'll come back. Yeah, but now we're here with Tom Johnson, who is one of the people here that's helping out a lot, but it's also we're with our honor flights, which have kind of like, and there's a good reason, but we don't see those anymore. So good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Carl, Ted. We're, yeah, you're right. But there is kind of a connection. You know, we did all the honor flights taking care of our World War II veterans. Well, I'm down here now taking care of our homeless veterans from the area. I am the president of the North Valley Stand Down Association this year, and last year. And if I can, if I don't miss a meeting, I might be able to. That's how I got to be president. I missed a meeting.
You weren't there.
I weren't there. And, now I'm president. So, but I'm enjoying it.
Well, you know, that's what happens to a lot of times is that you, if you don't show up, all of a sudden you're in charge. And it's like, everybody take a step forward. And then you're just kind of like holding your place and you notice everybody's taking a step back. So, but you, Tom, you do such a great job in everything you touch. So when I'm looking at this, it's well organized. Of course, you got a great staff out here that's helping you. But, why did you get us? I know that with the honor flights, which was, of course, the, taking our World War II veterans and our Korean veterans, but our World War II veterans primarily back to Washington, D.C., letting them see the World War II Memorial, which I did with my mom on a personal basis there, and then bringing them back. And it was such a great thing that you were doing, but I guess there's just not as many as there were before.
That is part of the problem. Our mission was to get every World War II veteran in the area to Washington, D.C., that we could. And the last three flights we did were primarily filled up with Korean War veterans and Vietnam veterans. We couldn't fill the trip with our local World War II. But we know we missed some. And we have those that have surfaced since then. We have made sure they got connection with one of our other seven hubs in California. So they're still being serviced.
Well, that's great. And so now here, what is it about Stand Down that you really that really put a lot of time into this? So what do you see? What are the results that you want?
Well, the results we want is to get all our veteran homeless off the street. I mean, that was the ultimate goal. I was involved forming the North Valley Stand Down Association 11 years ago and been here ever since. We're just keeping busy. And our ultimate goal, we thought each year we were going to get less and less. Well, that really hasn't happened. Although this year we have actually increased our participation by these guys.
Well, I mean, how many do you help each year? Because it seems like there's more people. I'm seeing more people today.
Last night, we signed in 193 veterans last night, and that was just the first day. And we expect to probably get just as many today.
193.
How many do you have staying here? How many do you have that spent the night?
Right now, there's probably about 100 in the domicile, and almost all the beds in there are full. We're already starting to think we may have to expand it again. We expanded it 2 years ago, the area that we were housing our veterans, and now it looks like we may have to do it again.
Well, that's interesting. Now, it's not just the veterans, but you can take their animals too, right?
The animals, we house the animals out here, take care of them, and if they need shots or anything like that, we've already arranged to transport them to the veterinary clinic and have that done.
That's fantastic. I'm talking to Tom Johnson, who is the president of the North Valley Stand Down Association, which is going on right now, the Stand Down 2016, and we're down here at the Shasta District Fairgrounds inside, we're at outside Facero Hall right there. They're having breakfast, and breakfast is consisting of, French toast, scrambled eggs, potatoes, and sausage. So, during the break, I guess we'll just chow in here and do that stuff. Anyway, and Tom Johnson, thank you so much for being here. Now, what kind of help do you need?
Right now, we are still getting some help to take care of our providers during the day. In fact, this morning, Sergeant James Leedy, who was cooking breakfast, he had to start a little late because some of his volunteers didn't show up, I guess. But we got it. They're over there serving now. And we actually go through, or by the time the stand down's done, we will have had about 300 volunteers come through and put some time in.
That's great. Now, how do people volunteer? If they want to come down now or get ready for next year, who do they call and how do they get a hold of you?
Well, I really, I don't want, I can give you our vice president's phone number, the one that's on the bottom of the flyer. It's 530-605-8114. I know that by heart. And that is Dave Cockrell's number. He'd rather, and if you do call him, leave a message. Don't just call and hang up if he didn't answer. He gets a lot of phone calls every day, And if you don't leave a message, I've already instructed them, don't call back. They're not the ones we need.
There you go. Okay, we're here with Tom Johnson, who is the president of the North Valley Stand Down Association. It's the second year, and he's afraid to miss a meeting because it could be a third year. And we've got more people now than we've had before, which is kind of, it kind of means it's the word spreading and you're helping more, but you've been doing this a long time. But the other side of it is there's more people that need help. So, okay, Ray, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Ted Leidy, we're down here at the North Valley Stand Down 2016 at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. We'll be right back.
Shasta County needs a leader that will bring new energy to the Board of Supervisors. Mary Rickert, co-owner of Prather Ranch, is that leader. Mary is committed to improving public safety services, addressing substance abuse and mental illness, and to strengthening our economy.
I have a strong background in business, in forestry, and agriculture, and have served on numerous boards and community organizations.
Vote for Mary Rickert for District 3 Supervisor. She will solve our challenges sooner. Paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2016.
Right now, more than one half of military-connected students attend a community college like Shasta College, where they need one-on-one services. Measure H will assist military personnel and veterans with a dedicated veteran support center at Shasta College. Right now, our businesses need trained workers. Measure H will help with the construction of a new career technical education facility to provide students with training in advanced manufacturing, welding, automotive diesel, and computer science. And right now, perhaps more than at any other time, our fire, law enforcement, and emergency medical workers need trained personnel. Measure H will help by building a regional public safety training facility for collaborative trainings and to fill positions with highly trained new job candidates. With Measure H, all money raised will stay local and cannot be taken by the state, nor used for salaries, pensions, or other operating expenses. Do your part to help our veterans, our businesses, and our fire and police. Vote yes on Measure H.
Paid for by the Committee in Support of Measure H.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Euchre and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
Hello, my name is Julie Winter, and I am running for Reading City Council. I moved to Reading with my husband 27 years ago, raised our two sons here, and call Reading our forever home. I'm a family nurse practitioner with a master's degree from UCLA, and I'm proud to say that our medical office has won Best of the North State 4 years running. I serve on the City of Reading's Community Development Advisory Committee, as well as the board of my local professional organization, and Advance Reading that manages the Civic. I am a graduate of Leadership Reading and a member of numerous civic organizations. My commitment to grow our local economy, leverage our city's assets, and make our streets safe again is unfailing. I believe that Reading's best days are still ahead. Join me to create a thriving, prosperous city for generations to come. Go to juliewinter.com, visit my Facebook page, and vote Julie Winter for Reading City Council on November 8th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Julie Winter for Reading City Council.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. You're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. Crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit, and you ain't no friend of mine. Well, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you was high class.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. With Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. Good morning, everybody. How are we doing? Jared, can you hear us okay?
Yep, loud and clear. You guys sound great.
Okay, super. All right, hey, we're down here in at the Shasta District Fairgrounds with the North Valley Stand Down Association, Stand Down 2016. For all homeless veterans and other veterans, a hand up, not a handout. There's all types, though, of different organizations here that are helping with the with assisting the veterans or Northern, of course, Shasta County Veterans Service Office, the drug and alcohol counseling units. They're having driver's license and identification information available. They're having the clothing issues. There's more. There's, you know, band down here for everybody. Now they're having breakfast. And what kind of breakfast are they having there, buddy? I'm here, of course, with Ted Leidy. And, Ted, you're chowing down here.
It is so good. French toast, breakfast potatoes, sausage, and eggs. And Frank Rose brought over our breakfast. And, you know, I'm taking a look at this. I'm thinking, wow, what an incredible organization. What an incredible coordination it must take to put all of this together. You know how they fund? You know how they fund this, Carl?
You know, no, I don't. And I'm sure it's partially is, or maybe all by donations. And we should have asked that on how they do it. And how can you donate to this? You know, I'm looking. They had over 100 people last night staying here. And they had, what did they say, 190 people signed up. With 100 people, all the beds were filled up last night. And we need to, you know, be able to expand because, you know, frankly, the economy's not getting any better, no matter what people seem to think. The jobs, the job situation in Shasta County is not getting better. And when you're, and we see families, I've seen families out here, a mother, father, and their two kids. So they're kind of like, you know, I mean, where are they staying? And they appear, I mean, they're clean and they, but it's a shame to see a whole family out here.
Well, let's just talk about the reality of it. The reality of it is, once the economic situation changed in our area, where we got away from manufacturing and now we're into the tech and service industries, it's very difficult to just get out of the service and walk into one of these really well-paying jobs without some sort of either number one college or trade school. And the GI Bill is good for 10 years after you get out. And that time comes and goes very quickly. I mean, it comes and goes very quickly. And so sometimes you just run out of options to pay for those kinds of, for that kind of schooling that you need. And then all of a sudden here you are stuck in, you're underemployed. You've got a family and you've got to provide for them. And it can be very, very disheartening. I mean, it can be very disheartening.
Well, not only that, but the cost of everything keeps going up. You know, we're looking at measures that if you had a house, that it's going to be additional money on your taxes each month of $19 per $100,000. But then you add into that Measure D, and you measure things from the state and the feds. The cost of if you've got Obamacare or health care, that is exploding through the roof. So, I mean, it's more than just you know, a nickel here, a dime here. It's only a penny. Well, it means a lot when you're on a fixed income or a low income. The other thing, too, is you're absolutely right about training. And I'm going to throw a plug in here for CloudWise Academy. You know, I've gone to two other courses, just graduated last night on, you know, web and all this. And there are people in there have learned so much. But the big thing is that three of the young men in there are veterans. One's a disabled veteran in a wheelchair. It's changed his whole life. And Chris has just done an outstanding job. One of them's been hired as an intern. The other one has already sold his first website to the business he works for. And these are the businesses of the future that you're talking about, Ted. And this academy has scholarships. It has all these things available for those veterans that want to change their lives. And Joe McKenna is a guy that he's thrown it out there. Joe has gone from rags to riches to rags to riches again. I mean, he's built it. He's not even a high school graduate. He's now owns three companies, and he wants to give back. He wants to help veterans to learn these new trades and to learn, you know, to learn the webs and how to run webs and how to build web, websites, but also how to, the coding behind it is just extraordinary. So there is, but you're right, though, is we need to find jobs for our people.
Well, I look across here, and, you know, we could probably see, you know, 75 or 80 people in front of us eating breakfast. And I think to myself, well, okay, look, here's the thing. We all come together. We serve because they served us. That's how this works, right? That's what stand-down's all about. and maybe, honestly, 10% or a small percentage of these people will go from here to something else and change their lives. What I love is when we come here and we see the people. You remember the guy, and I'll bet he's here today if we went and looked for him, the guy who came here to get his hair cut and his teeth fixed about a few years back. And since then, he got hooked up with a job, and he comes down here just to tell his story about how this actual event saved him and basically saved his life, got him off the street and put him to work. You know, and I love having the talk with some of our friends, especially our good friend Doug McConnell, where he says, look, here's the thing. You gotta take a look at the group and figure out who wants to move forward and who doesn't. You gotta figure it out. And then these events are where those who are thinking about moving forward will move forward. And then go from there.
It gives them a chance. And that's the best thing here is, I need ID. Okay, we're going to get you ID. I need to get my driver's license back. Well, they can do that too. I need to find out, you know, I'm a veteran, but I've never put in for things. Like one of the things we just talked about on the GI Bill. Well, it does slip by because here it is. It's been 10 years since I was, I'd been called back and come back. So my benefits extended through 2017. Well, guess what? That's next year, and I haven't used them. And so now I'm thinking is how can I so I called up and I said, can you ever extend these? I mean, I earned them, but can you ever extend, you know? No. And so the question is why? I mean, if, say, somebody, because a lot of times people are busy when they get out and they do things or certain, and then now they've settled down and they want to go back to school, but it's been 10 years. Why is there, I mean, there's no restriction on them sending us into combat 10 times in 1 year or sending us into combat 10 years in a row. So why is there a restriction on when we can use this? I mean, we've earned it. It's kind of like, I like to think of it as kind of like a retirement thing that you've earned, and yet they're going to pull it away from you. And this is thousands and thousands of dollars. So why would they be able, why should they do that? I mean, it's just a question.
Well, here's the thing. You know, our initial investment, my initial investment into my college fund was $1,200. It was $100 a month for the first year I was in, which, by the way, wasn't a lot of money back then. They took $100 a month from me. And then when I got out, my full benefit was $25,000, right? So when you start talking about that kind of rate of return and that kind of benefit coming through the federal government, I think somewhere along the line, they have to cut it off and give my $1,200 to somebody else. I think that's how it probably has to work out. But, you know, sadly, my benefits ended on the 1st of October this year. Yeah.
Did you use them at all?
I used a small portion of them. I took some stuff out of Shasta College when I first got out that helped me in my job. And yeah, so I used them a little bit. But I think I had about $20,000 left in my account. It was still sitting there. Now it's gone, of course.
Well, that just irritates me because, see, I want to go back, you know, this year maybe and take some more courses, you know, out at Shasta College, maybe do some welding courses. Or then I thought, well, what am I going to do with welding? You know, so I'm okay, probably won't do that. But there's other courses out there I think I might like to take, but they're limiting me to this year. But so now I'm thinking about transferring them over to my daughter. Because the last time I came in, I fell under this new thing where you can transfer your amount of money to your family member, like your daughter or your wife. Well, I think my daughter still owes money from her going through school that I might be able to transfer it to her. Anyway, it's just another thing that the government does for us that, and I'm not complaining because 10 years probably is enough, but it just seems to me it might be something that could be extended because how many times do people do that? Unless they want to force you into doing it in 10 years, which might be a good idea too, you know, after you get out, so that you can use that and it kind of pushes you into getting especially if you're younger, getting an education and moving on with your life.
Absolutely. And one of the other things too that happened to me was while I was in, I finished my college and the Army paid for all of it. So I didn't really have a come out and get a degree right away. So that caused me not to use it also.
Yeah, and I paid for mine. I got my master's while I was on active duty. So, okay. Hey, look, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to have Adam McElvain, a veteran who is he's running for Reading City Council, but he's also a veteran. I want to talk to him about what he sees out here. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Ted Whitey.
Community Talk Radio for the North State is KCNR Shasta Redding, where the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A convoy of 20 trucks traveling from Ankara, Turkey now into northern Iraq with humanitarian assistance. Meanwhile, correspondent Joseph Krauss reports the Islamic State terrorist group has attacked the Iraqi city of Kirkuk and surrounded villages, even as Iraq tries to drive it out of nearby Mosul.
They attacked the city itself as well as a power plant to the north of town, and we're hearing reports of attacks in villages around the city also. This appears to be a diversionary attack to distract Iraqi security forces who are engaged in a major offensive in the northern city of Mosul. Mosul is about 170 kilometers or 100 miles away from Kirkuk.
Meanwhile, a UN official says Syrian opposition fighters are blocking medical evacuations from the Syrian city of Aleppo because the government and Russia are impeding deliveries, they say, of medical and humanitarian supplies into the city. Meanwhile, ahead of the UN Commission investigating war crimes in Syria, Paulo Sergio Pinheiro said on UN TV, a political solution is the only real solution for Syria.
In a war where winning matters more than the lives of countrymen, a return to the political process is needed more than ever.
In Washington, the Food and Drug Administration now picking a food fight over the amount of salt in the typical American diet.
The FDA says a typical American eats about 3,400 milligrams of sodium each day. Most of that salt is already in the food before it is purchased at a store or restaurant, so Americans have little control over how much salt they eat. That's why the agency is drafting guidelines to encourage food manufacturers to limit sodium content in all of their products.
That's correspondent Linda Kenyon reporting. British police say they've arrested a 19-year-old man on suspicion of a terrorism offense over a suspicious package discovered on a London subway train. They say officers used a stun gun while detaining the man today on a busy city street. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
On April 20th, 1999,
America and the world mourns as the biggest school shooting in U.S. history took place today at Columbine High School.
Rachel Joy Scott's life was taken, but her story lives on.
I want to be a light, but it feels so dark.
Discover the courage to stand up.
Jesus gave his life for me, and I'll give my life to him.
I'm Not Ashamed. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For tickets and showtimes, go to imnotashamedfilm.com.
Two top Democratic lawmakers are demanding information from a drug company that's raised the price of a leukemia drug. Here's correspondent Jeremy House.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and Representative Elijah Cummings of Maryland have written Ariad Pharmaceuticals asking about price increases for Iclusig. It's used to treat chronic myeloid leukemia in some people. The company has raised the cost of the drug four times in 2016 to an almost $200,000 annual cost. That's an increase of more than $80,000 over the past several years.
As correspondent Jeremy House reporting, electric car maker Tesla Motors has plans to get into the ride-hailing and sharing business sometime soon. Tesla announced this week that all cars, including the lower-cost Model 3, will have more cameras, sensors, radar, and computing power so they can also drive themselves. The company says that the use of self-driving Teslas to make money would have to be done only on the Tesla network. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. It was a nice long run, Charlie Brown.
After 31 years as the face of MetLife, Snoopy has been handed a pink slip. The company says it's launching a new global branding effort. Marking the end of its relationship with Charlie Brown's Beagle and the Peanuts Gang, MetLife is spinning off its domestic retail life insurance business to focus more on corporate clients. And apparently Snoopy doesn't hold the same marketing clout with corporate America.
It's correspondent Rich Thomason reporting. Was it a game or a suicide? Authorities in Virginia investigating the death of a young man on his 18th birthday. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that court documents show police found Austin Balasarel with a gunshot wound to his head on Sunday at his home in Sandston. Authorities say the 18-year-old shot himself, apparently while playing a Russian roulette-style game during his birthday party. More details on all these stories to be found at townhall.com.
Start your week out right with some football tailgate fun at Wind River Resort and Casino Inside Elements. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed football and catch your favorite team on any of our 18 screens. Win a pair of Raiders tickets, prizes, a spin for $100 or nothing, or $599 kickoff for cash. Nowhere else in town offers this. More games, more ways to win, more prizes, more football fun. Grub on our stadium snack menu, half off until end of halftime. For details, log on to windriver.com. Football is better at the river. Play our $100,000 pro football promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a fun, easy, and fully automated pick'em style football promotion. Simply swipe your River Club card, make your picks, and collect a receipt with your own weekly picks, prior week's results, and year-to-date standings. Top weekly picks win a share of $500.
Plus weekly drawings.
Top season final winners win a share of $5,000. Earn bonus plays every day.
Win $100,000.
For official rules and details, log on to WinRiver.com. Football is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. And we're down here at the Andrew Shasta District Fairgrounds for the North Valley Stand Down Association, Stand Down 2016. Good morning, everybody. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And we have Susan Eastman on the line, who's going to give us the latest on what's happening on the stock market. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Where major averages are mixed this morning, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 88 points at 18,074. The S&P 500 is off 5 points at 2,136. And the NASDAQ Composite is positive 5 points at 5,247. The three most actively traded stocks on the NASDAQ, Microsoft up $2.37, trading at $59.63. PayPal up $3.23 at $43.32 per share. SiriusXM Holdings up a penny, trading at $4.14. For local stocks of interest, AT&T is down 46 cents at $38.28. Verizon off 74 cents, trading at $48.41. UPS down 47 cents at $106.93. Treasuries are advancing with the 10-year Treasury note up 6/32 to yield 1.73%. And over to commodities, gold is down $4.40 an ounce at $1,264. Silver off 7 cents at $17.53, and crude oil up 19 cents, trading at $50 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan Eastman, thank you so much. Susan's located at Wells Fargo Advisors building down on Park Marina Drive. And if you're looking for somebody that's going to help you with some financial questions or what you should do with your money, and maybe you've had investments for a long time but you haven't really looked at them, go down and give Susan a call and check it out, because this is a woman of great integrity and has a lot of knowledge about what's happening in our community there. Hey, Jared, what's the weather look like for the weekend?
Hello. Today, today is going to be a...
Get in there, Jared. We're out here freezing. Come on.
Today is going to be a high of 77, sunny all day, a low of 49. Saturday is going to be a high of 73, also a low of 49. Sunday is going to be mostly sunny with a slight chance of showers, a high of 67, a low of 51. And on Monday, it says showers likely, 60% chance with a high of 62 and a low of 53.
All right. Hey, the weather report's always brought to you by a veteran-owned business, Shasta Gas Propane.
where their customers are warm friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Voted best in the North State for 2015. They should be voted best in the North State for the next 20 years because that's just how good they are. They have everything you can possibly imagine to help you with your any type of heating or cooling system, and they do absolutely fabulous work. They're the ones that work on our equipment there at the house, whether it's heating or cooling systems. They've saved us a couple of times when we've blown compressors out, come down and fixed it. You can't say more than that for Alliance Heating and Air. Better-known business. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check them out on the website at homecomfort.org. Now, I'm here with Ted Leidy, but Ted's making his rounds right now, seeing what's going on. But I have with me Adam McElvain. Adam came down to see what was going on. I grabbed him real quick to come on the show. And Adam McElvain, of course, is running for the Reading City Council. But he has something, you know, but he is a veteran. And that's almost, it's very unique when you look at the people that are running for office and the people that are holding office right now, that none of them, either in the county or the city, are veterans. So welcome.
Great, Carl. It's good to be here today, and what an amazing event here for our veterans. You know, I love to see this kind of work and all the things that they're offering today. This is just an exceptional event. You know, I did a tour a little bit earlier in the campaign season, 2 or 3 months ago, where I went out and toured some of the homeless sites there in Reading, along the river and in different areas. And I actually ran into 3 veterans while I was doing this tour, and it was absolutely heartbreaking to see them in that situation. And they were all younger than I am, which is also very sad, because, you know, you think you could have served with these guys or worked with them somewhere, and how did they get to where they are today? And we definitely need to do whatever we can to get them on a path forward and get them some help, the help that they need.
One of the things we've talked about today has been the lack of jobs and what a huge impact that has, of course, on our community, but a lot of things that everybody agrees that we need to, you know, push out our economy, but nobody seems to be doing anything about it. You know, people like over there at CloudWise Academy are trying to provide training for veterans and for other people for a field in technology that is just wide open, and it's exploded, and they're begging for people. But just there's other things going on here, too, is when we look at what's happening out at Stillwater, and a couple of members of the city council are questioning whether a business that wants to buy property out there is the kind of business we want. You know, you've got ideas for the economy and how to grow the economy.
That's true. And, you know, I've, as part of my campaign platform, I've introduced some concrete, tangible solutions of ways that we can improve our economy. Of course, I want to start an internet utility, which has proven to be very successful in other mid-sized cities across the country for economic development. But, you know, another thing I want to do is bring in more solar power to Reading. And, you know, the solar sector is growing 12 times faster than the overall economy. It's a huge opportunity for Reading because we're the second sunniest city in the country. You know, those are blue-collar jobs. Those are working man jobs, and we need more of those as well in Reading. You know, where young folks can get into a new career, make a living wage, something that they can support a family on, start a family, buy a home. So solar is a huge opportunity for Reading to create a lot of working man jobs for our city.
Well, you know, one of the things you said too was, you know, for this high speed internet for the cable or fiber optic cable, it's alongside the tracks, and it's in a couple other places in town. And to put it downtown is to bring it downtown. Reading is one of your ideas, but then you hear people say, oh no, this is a $50 million problem and we'll be stuck with it and all that. But those are kind of like headlines that are not exactly true.
No, you're absolutely right. So the proposal that I put together was to start with downtown, which would be between $2 and $5 million. $50 million would be to do the entire city, and that's not something that I want to do. I want to start with downtown to prove the economic value. And what's nice about starting with downtown and that cost for the infrastructure is there's a good chance that we could get state, federal, and private grant money to actually pay for that installation of that infrastructure. And then, of course, the cost of the service would come from the customers, so the taxpayers wouldn't be on the hook for anything. Nothing would come from the general fund. So this wouldn't take any money from public safety. And the entire reason for me putting this together and wanting to pursue this is to create more revenue for public safety and for the general fund. So actually, it's quite the opposite.
Well, that's going to lead us to a question. We have to take a break, but we're going to, I want to come back and talk to you. You know, all of a sudden there's these flyers going around from a police union that says you're not for public safety. And I mean, frankly, you've been on the show several times. You've been on the show several times over the past few years on Red Electric Commission and all these others. And I know how you feel about wanting public safety and how strong you feel about that. But we're going to talk about that when we get back from this break. Hey, I want to remind everybody there's a Spaghetti Feed fundraiser. We've got a couple of them. So you can go to both of them, frankly, because spaghetti's good for you. Yeah, well, this one is presented by the Wings of, especially if you're a Ted Lighty. Ted loves spaghetti. He also loves French toast and anything else like that because he's still young. And he hasn't reached his what do you call it, your density?
My maximum density. Yeah, I've reached my maximum density. Yeah.
Yeah, he hasn't reached his maximum density yet, but he's working. This is Spaghetti Feed Fundraiser. It's presented by the Wings of Angel and Sons of Italy. And I've got a Sons of Italy guy across from me right now. It's on this Saturday at the Sons of Italy location at 4850 Cedars Road from 4 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Live auction at 7 p.m. The cost is only $12 for adults, $6 for children, 12 and under. They've got some of the raffle prizes, or a Mossberg Predator rifle, 308, 55-inch Vizio LED TV. Those TV and raffle tickets are only $5 each, or 5 for 20. And this year, the Wings of Angels is honoring 11-month-old Bowen Lockwood of Reading, who was diagnosed with leukemia in May, and Annabelle of Cottonwood, who is battling osteosarcoma. For more information, call Donna at 941-9932 or Dan at 941-2763, Wings of Angels. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Ted Lighty and Doug McConnell's on the phone. We'll get to Doug as soon as we get back.
Brian Daly promised to do things different when he went to Sacramento, to work hard and fix things that matter to working people. Keeping his promise to the voters, Brian worked to save our rural hospitals, get more doctors in our communities, and cut back regulations to put people back to work and stop mill closures. Results matter, and Brian Daly delivers. Vote to re-elect Brian Daly for Assembly.
Paid for by Daly for Assembly 2016.
At the Paint Mart, we're your one-stop solution for all things paint. Are you thinking about painting the outside or inside of your home? Right now, with the purchase of 10 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint, you can get a sprayer or water blaster absolutely free for one day, or buy 20 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint and get both at no charge. We also provide our masking machines free to make masking your windows quick and simple. Indoors or out, paint smart with the Paint Mart. Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, home of quality Benjamin Moore paints and all the right tips and tools to help you do the job right.
Kent, whoo! Listen up and listen tight. The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 241st birthday with a tremendous birthday ball sponsored by the Shasta Marines and Friends November 10th, 2016 at the Wind River Event Center. It's open to all branches of the military and the general public. Guest speaker, Sheriff John Lopey of Siskiyou County. Dancing, great food, and more. Call Mike Gutierrez for invitations at 530-524-7595. At ease. Smoke them if you got them.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
The tallest trees, volcanic landscapes, and an underground river are just part of what can be found in our national parks. Explore what makes them special and inspiring at Turtle Bay Exploration Park this season. Find Your Park, Find Your Heart is open October 1st through January 8th at Turtle Bay. Find Your Park is presented by Five Star Bank and is a collaboration with the National Park Service and the Shasta Historical Society. For park hours and more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Radio PCN 1460 with Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We're down here at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. We're here for Stand Down 2016, put on by the North Valley Stand Down Association to give a hand up and not a handout to those homeless veterans or those veterans in need. And down here today, they've got a bunch of free community services available, including a temporary homeless shelter, job services, unemployment services. What else you see here, Ted?
Drug and alcohol counseling event. They have event transportation. Driver's license, the county veteran service office is here, veterans administration, benefit information, general assistance, CalWORKs and food stamps. We're going to have some entertainment this afternoon, and so much more.
Absolutely. And now, you know, the other thing too is that, it started yesterday and it's going to go through tomorrow at the Stand Down. They still need donations and they still need people down to assist. They've got 197 people have signed up yesterday, and they figured that many are going to sign up this today. Yes, we're out and remote. We've got the motorcycles coming through. There is a Department of Veterans Affairs RV here that's helping people. They've got EMTs here in case there's emergencies. They can bring their dogs down and their animals, and they get free vaccinations here from the Anderson Veterinarians. So this is a good thing that's happening. Let's go to the phones. Dr. Doug McConnell. Good morning, Doug.
Hey, Carl and Ted. How are you both? I was down the river trail shooting the sunrise over the bridges in downtown, and when I got off the trail, heard you guys on the show, so I thought I'd just call and say hello. And I couldn't believe I heard a Marine complain about sitting in the freezing air, though, but that's all right. I'm sure it was a misspoken part on your part.
Listen,
there, Carl.
I wasn't complaining. I just happened to be making a statement of fact. It's
freezing. That's a difference. Yes, that's right. I can understand that. No, I just want to give you an Army second on that Marine Corps ball. I was able to go there a couple of years ago. It's a wonderful event and very uplifting. And the Marines are quite gracious, even to us Army vets.
Well, we try to take care of our sister services, like the United States Army and the Navy and the Air Force. You know, of course, old brother always takes care of sisters.
Yeah, good.
I'm sitting next to Ted Leidy, who's like, he's just looking at me like he's going to bite my ear off.
No, I got it, Carl. I got it. I'm with you. We don't want to go into the whole, which was first, a chicken or the egg thing, okay?
Hey, thanks a lot, though, Dr. Doug McConnell, for your comments. So I hope we see you soon here, buddy.
Yeah, I also wanted to just let your listeners know that there's obviously a big push on trying to recast Obamacare, both by the president yesterday and by one of the founders of it today on the morning TV shows. And keep your filters on for all that's coming out. But they are really trying to reconstruct and sell something that is going through some horrible fiscal death throes, I think. And if you remember 3 years ago at a conference in downtown here at the Lincoln Day speech, I predicted that this was actually designed to fail and push us towards a government-run solution. And it seems like we're on that path. I'm not a good prognosticator, but the truth is it's going to probably implode. And both the president and creators of this from the University of Pennsylvania have said, well, now it's time for the government to add a public option, and then basically herd everybody towards that solution. Be aware and, keep your sensitivities up on this issue, but it's going to be highly politically manipulated, and it's the election is going to be an important part of whether that path continues or if it gets changed.
Absolutely. Well, what I'd like to do is have you on here early next week if I can, and I'll give you a call after the show, because I think people need to understand this, that this is where Obamacare is going. It has been predicted it's going to fail. It's also been predicted that we want to go to a single payer system, which is what they're saying now. Oh, we can bring some of those states, and give them a little competition, which indeed means that if it keeps going down this road, the doctors will work for the feds I mean, that's where it goes to, just like it does in England. And that, of course, doesn't work either.
Well,
so
I'm in town all next week. So yes, it's an important thing that affects all of our lives, both employers, patients, and certainly we providers. It's a very important piece of America's future, I think.
Okay, Dr. Doug McConnell, who's an expert on this, we'll have you on next week, and we can talk around about this. Thanks
have a great day down there. Take care, both of you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hey, okay, we're here with Adam McElvain, and something came out, who is a candidate for Reading City Council, but he's a veteran, and he's the only veteran that's running, plus he's the only veteran that's running for both the City Council and I think the County Board of Supervisors. So, Adam, there was a flyer just went out from the police union that says you're against public safety. And I imagine that was kind of a surprise.
It was a little bit. You know, I'm absolutely not against public safety. I've always supported public safety. That's the main reason that I'm running for city council, is because I haven't seen the dedication to public safety from our leadership that I think that that the public wants to see. And it was sad to see a mailer come out attacking me for not supporting public safety. And it's sad to see the union leaders take the low road, you know, and bring negative Washington, D.C. style politics into our local races in Reading. You know, frankly, it's beneath them. You know, they're better than that. So, it was kind of surprising to see that come from them.
Well, the unions like to have weighed in a couple of times on to have people in there that they think was going to. I mean, let's just face it. They're in there to get somebody that's going to vote, that's going to keep their benefits up in this. I mean, that's what unions are for. On the other hand, you're right. It's when they say things like that, that you're against abuse. And why would they even say that to begin with? It's because you're questioning, of course, Measure D.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's because I'm not supporting the tax measure for the new sales tax. But the reason I'm not supporting it is because it's a blank check. And, you know, it's something where as a single city councilor, I can't guarantee where that money's going to go. And, you know, more oftentimes in history, when we have a blank check that goes into the general fund, it usually ends up going just to the general fund. And it's hard to keep track of that money. And that's just a historical fact. So it's hard for me to support a new tax measure that's a blank check. I haven't attacked the tax measure. I haven't attacked the police unions. I haven't attacked anyone. You know, running a very clean race, very respectable, and really would expect that from everyone else in a local race like this.
Well, that's not necessarily true after watching the local races for the last 8 years. I have been, like, nasty. And, anything and up to and including photos of somebody on the front page all the time looking like he sucked a lemon. Or set on a limit. That was Patrick Jones, but the Record Searchlight, every chance they got, would stick that up there. I think it's great this year that the Record Searchlight's not making endorsements, because as we've been talking to them about it for 8 years, we as a community radio station, we don't endorse people. We have everybody on. We try to treat everybody exactly the same and let people listen to our candidates and ask them questions, and so we can get through it that way. Now, the thing about D is, and my question on it is that it people need to understand that it is the money going into the general fund can be spent any way that the city council wants. And let's just say is that, you know, everybody in the city council wants to spend it on safety. Well, it doesn't necessarily mean that that's going to be the vision the next year. Or what about 4 years from now, when you've got a brand new, say, you know, a brand new city council? It can be used for anything, and people just need to understand that. If you're willing to risk that and say that, okay, this is going to work, and that this is going to help us. Well, the other thing too is that I would love to see immediately, because it's going to take years for, even if we get the money, for years for anything to happen, is to see several million of this pushed over, even though it says it's only supposed to be 275,000, several million pushed over to the county, and let's just find homes for a lot of the guys in the jail and spend that money and get them out of our local jail, put them out to all the different counties, and then so we can fill it up with bad guys we have right here. But can we even do that?
We can to a degree. I mean, there's a certain amount of criminals who are still pre-trial that can't be sent out of the county. So you have to have, you know, you have to be have gone through the trial, have the be convicted. You can't have any health problems, things like that, to be shipped out of county. And I think, you know, I disagree with that. If the people pass the tax, and I know some people that support the tax and a lot that don't, but if it's the will of the people to pass the new sales tax, I'll do the best I can with that money to make sure that it goes towards public safety. But I want to see immediate results and work towards making changes in Reading. I don't want to sit around. I don't think we should sit around on the taxpayers' money and take years to make changes in Reading. I think that would be a big problem, and I think that would really be a disservice to the people to take a long time to get something done.
Adam, do you think it's one of our, or one of your, if you get elected, priorities to address the tax if it gets passed, and what's going on with the money as soon as it starts working its way into the system? I mean, don't you think it's important that we know that we voted to pass the tax and it just can't disappear?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think that the best way that we can keep that money accountable is to get results. And so the city council has formed a commission before the election that's supposed to oversee the money and meet once or twice a year to look at the money. And I'm all for transparency, but that's, you know, a fourth or fifth layer of transparency, because you have the city council, you already have an annual citizens budget review committee, you have the public themselves. So you already have several groups that can look at the money. So this would be an extra group. But I think that using that committee to produce an annual report on our results would be even more powerful. And that's what I'd like to see, is that committee come back every year and say, okay, how many more people have we arrested this year? How many more serious offenders have been incarcerated? How many mental health people have been served? How many more fires have we been able to respond to? What are our response times? So I think if we can have that committee measure our results, that's what's going to keep the money accountable.
All right. We've been here with Adam McElvain, who is running for Reading City Council. He came down to the stand down to see what's going on, see how he could help. And so we grabbed him here to put him on the show. And he's the only veteran that's running for city council, or I guess even the board of supervisors. I'd have to go back and check that for sure, but I'm pretty sure that's the way it is. Adam, thanks so much for being here with us. Steve Morgan. Okay, you're right. Steve Morgan also is a retired. And you know something else down in Anderson, one of the people running for office down there is a retired Army guy. Air Force. They had over 20 years in the Air Force. So, yeah, we have some veterans running, but you obviously are the youngest one by far and the only one for city council. Okay. We're going to take a quick break here, but this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Budget Blinds. Huge selection of the highest quality and the most fashionable window coverings that you're ever going to find. They come out there. They look at what you want. They're locally owned. They have great, great service. You can have peace of mind knowing that they're going to be doing the right thing at the right price. And Jerry's goal for his customers and at Budget Blinds is when he walks out of the house, it's nicer than when he walked in. Budget Blinds, you can't beat them. 226-9027, or check out their web. Check them out on the web at budgetblinds.com. We'll be right back after these messages with some of the providers that are here at the North Valley Stand Down.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club.
Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club Saltwater Pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Must be budget blinds. Because only Budget Blinds brings a showroom of great window fashions to your door. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Janet. Love the new designs.
Colors and patterns you can't find anywhere else. Brought right to your door. Exclusive product lines for every budget, including Roman shades, rugs, pillows, and so much more. To transform any room from ordinary to extraordinary. Plus, we do all the measuring and installation for you. No more running from store to store or taking your chances online.
Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. We'll come out, we'll bring all sorts of different samples, we'll listen to your need. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blinds, a big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable. With no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered in.
So when you hear, think Budget Blinds.
If you're in need of custom window coverings, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at budgetblinds.com.
Can you hear me now? Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, Carl, you are on air right now.
You hear me now?
Oh, I can't hear you. I don't know what that little snafu was about. Well, but
somebody turned off our microphone, so that
that'll do it.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460. This is what happens when you have like 12 people who handle the microphone, because one of the microphones isn't here. Okay. Of course, we're down here at the Shasta County, or North. Here we go. Let me start all over again. The Shasta County Stand Down Association for Stand Down 2016, a hand up and not a hand out to our homeless veterans. We're down here, of course, at the Shasta District Fairgrounds at Fasaro Hall. We've got a bunch of people here. Of course, I'm here with Ted Leidy, retired Command Sergeant Major. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Better-known business, man's last stronghold that gives you the best haircuts in the world. Discounts for seniors and veterans at the Cypress Square Barbershop. Okay, Ted, what are you seeing so far?
First off, I am seeing, well, the breakfast group cleared out. Everyone's off into service facilities, which I'm really happy about. We have a visitor to the studio, Nanette Stomberg. She's a family law facilitator from Shasta County Superior Court. She is a service provider that is here today. And, Carl, do we have time to do a quick interview with her?
Always do, and because of we're being field expedient here with all of our microphones and such. So Annette Stromberg, family law facilitation from the Shasta County Superior Court. So welcome.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here this morning.
So can you tell us what you're doing here and what exactly you're doing to help our veterans here?
Absolutely. The Family Law Facilitator's Office is a liaison with the Department of Child Support Services. It assists people to complete paperwork and understand the processes for child support orders and how to modify those, establish those kinds of things. At the Shasta County Superior Court, the Family Law Facilitator's Office is there with the Self-Help Center, and I also supervise that Self-Help Center. So my goal today in helping veterans is the hope that I can help them understand what's going on in terms of family law matters that they may have in their lives, child custody, child support, family law matters like divorce, paternity establishment, and a big one, a very big one, is child support. child support impacts many, many people's lives. And getting yourself educated, understanding the situation, and knowing that you have options to deal with what can become very large balances or very crippling ongoing monthly payments, I think is an important service that is offered.
Well, one of the things I realize is that I've come to learn is if you don't make your family support payments, your support payments on time, or you fall behind, you can lose your driver's license. And that to me seems like just, you know, doubling down on a problem. If a person's, you know, trying to make his payments, I mean, he's got a job or he's trying to find a job, and then he loses his driver's license. I mean, that's then it goes, there goes his job probably, and then there goes all the payments. I mean, is there a reason for this?
Well, sir, you're talking about something that's a big legislative issue, and it is something that the child support agencies deal with. It is an enforcement tool that the child support agencies do use, and it isn't just driver's licenses. It can actually also be professional licenses. So, exactly. So it is an important issue to be aware of. It is a legislative issue. The child support agencies are acting in accordance with what the legislature has determined. Child support is a high priority. The child support agencies keep millions of children out of poverty. So it isn't, meant necessarily, as with most things, it's not necessarily meant to be so draconian and crippling to people, but there it gets a little out of balance potentially sometimes. And so what I hope that we can do today is help educate any veterans that are facing child support issues about their rights and their options and their opportunities to bring that area of their life into balance.
And really, it's kind of just a matter of getting them back on the path to getting squared away, right? I mean, because I'll bet you see a lot of people come through your booth today and that are so far off, that are so out in left field as far as how much they owe. I mean, they probably have forgotten how much they owed. They don't even know. That stuff sits in a database somewhere, and it just continues to grow and continues to grow. And really, they could probably help themselves by getting. So, I mean, if they have no income, it may change, right? So maybe they had income. Let's just make something up like they were in the service and they had income. Now so that's one. It's one amount. Month in and month out, then all of a sudden you guys don't hear from them, you don't hear from the other side, and all of a sudden now thousands and thousands of dollars is going in. It could be changed, could be, oh, what do you guys call that?
Modified. It's a modification of the order.
Okay. So it could be modified if they would just sit down and say, look, here's the deal. I need to get started on it. And I think that probably especially our homeless demographic, they are probably the most at risk for not doing that because they're really off the grid. Is that right?
Nationwide, that is absolutely the truth of it. And vets are a big part of that. You're absolutely right. They have income going in to the system. Sometimes they don't understand the relationship, but you know, between the court and the child support agency and themselves, and so they don't realize that really, even if the child support agency isn't involved anymore, that court order could still be out there ticking up interest. In California, it's 10% interest. But I'm telling you, the system has changed a lot over the last 20 years, for sure, with one thing being the creation of the Family Law Facilitator Office, a recognition that although I can't advocate for you, I am an attorney, but I can't be your attorney, at least I can assist you in understanding the lay of the land that you're in, right?
Hey, we're here with, it's Nanette Stromberg. Stromberg, I'm sorry. Family Law Facilitator, Shasta County. Now, how do people get a hold of you, Nanette? Because this sounds like, you know, people may have a problem or they have something. So how do they get a hold of you?
Well, I am in the self-help center at the Shasta County Superior Court. I'm also at the Department of Child Support Services, which is there on Park Marina Drive. I have hours there for customers of the department on Tuesdays from 1:30 to 5. At the Superior Court, we're open to the public for the self-help center and the family law facilitators' offices on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 8 to 12 and 1 to 4. So we're available. We're going to be here today at the stand down event. So we try to make ourselves as accessible as possible so that folks can come in and get the assistance that they need.
You know, it's a surprising, I didn't really thought about you, your office being here, but I certainly am glad that you are. And I think that it's so important that they get squared away. It's just one more thing they're carrying around on their back that they need to get figured out. And, you know, I often think about our homeless population or our poverty-ridden population, however you want to look at it, and they're off the grid. You can't find them. You know, you just can't find them, and the stuff just sits there and piles up. I got a trivia question for you. Are you originally from our area?
I'm relatively recent to transplant up to this beautiful area of California.
But you work in the on Park Marina, right? You get down there some?
Well, I'm at Park Marina only once a week, on Tuesdays from 1:30 to 5. Most of my time is at the courthouse.
When we grew up, that was a Montgomery Ward building.
That's what I've heard. I would have been able to answer that one. I've heard people say the old Park Marina Drive, or the old Montgomery Ward building.
I didn't want to put you on the spot.
Thank you.
Okay, we've been here with Nanette Stomberg, who is family law facilitator in the Shasta County Superior Court, and she is here really to help. I mean, you hear people, I'm from the government, I'm here to help. She really means it. So if you have some questions and you've had some problems and family support issues or other things, she's the one to talk to. So tell us your phone numbers and how to get a hold of you.
The phone number for the center is 225-6900. We also have an email address. People can email us questions. It's kind of a long one, so I'm going to just say it out. It's famlawfac@shasta.courts.ca.gov. That's famlawfac at shasta.courts.ca.gov. And if you go to the Shasta Courts website, you can also link to our email address that way as well.
Nanette, thank you so much for what you're doing and for helping the people around here. We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show is brought to us, though, by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week, Espresso Joe's, the greatest coffee you're going to find. And then walk next door to the best tobacco emporium in all of Northern California with a walk-in humidor that is simply fantastic. All of this in a better-known business of Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. I'll be right back with Ted Leidy. We're going to be kind of wrapping it up here. We've got a couple of things we want to talk about. And we're down here, of course, at the Stand Down 2016 put on by our North Valley Stand Down Association for all homeless veterans and other veterans that need a hand up and not a hand out. Please come on down. We've had 190 people register, and there's at least that many down here today. Every types of things, Shasta County Women's Refuge, Social Security people, County Veterans Service Office, Drug and Alcohol Counseling, Veterans Administration benefit information, which is really, really important. General Assistance, CalWORKs, clothing and hygiene comfort fits, kits, everything. All down here at Shasta District Fairgrounds in the Sarah Hall area. So come on down and volunteer, bring some stuff. I'm sure they're going to need something down here to help out. We'll be right back after these messages.
Everyone knows it's important to take care of your vehicle, and it'll take care of you. Premier Oil Change and Havoline Motor Oil would like to help. Get up to $10 off on your oil change through October 31st while using Havoline Motor Oil at Premier Oil Change. You'll also earn bonus points towards free oil changes and other discounts with Premier Oil Change while staying in the comfort of your car. Premier serves you free soft drinks and free Wi-Fi while waiting. The wait is short. We pride ourselves on efficiency and customer service. Bring in your new car with less than 10,000 miles and your first service is on us. Havoline Motor Oil has been helping families protect what matters for over 100 years. Let us both help today with $10 off on your oil change through October 31st. Learn more the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com. In Palo Cedro, Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Right now, more than one half of military-connected students attend a community college like Shasta College, where they need one-on-one services. Measure H will assist military personnel and veterans with a dedicated veteran support center at Shasta College. Right now, our businesses need trained workers. Measure H will help with the construction of a new career technical education facility to provide students with training in advanced manufacturing, welding, automotive diesel, and computer science. And right now, perhaps more than at any other time, our fire, law enforcement and emergency medical workers need trained personnel. Measure H will help by building a regional public safety training facility for collaborative trainings and to fill positions with highly trained new job candidates. With Measure H, all money raised will stay local and cannot be taken by the state, nor used for salaries, pensions, or other operating expenses. Do your part to help our veterans, our businesses, and our fire and police. Vote yes on Measure H.
Paid for by the committee in support of Measure H.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-123.
Shasta County needs a leader that will bring new energy to the Board of Supervisors. Mary Rickert, co-owner of Prather Ranch, is that leader. Mary is committed to improving public safety services, addressing substance abuse and mental illness, and to strengthening our economy.
I have a strong background in business, in forestry, and agriculture, and have served on numerous boards and community organizations.
Vote for Mary Rickert for District 3 Supervisor. She will solve our challenges sooner. Paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2016.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world.
You're doing ECNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We are down here at the Anderson Fair, at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. We're here for Sandown's 2016. For all homeless veterans, a hand up, not a handout. And we're outside Facero Hall. All types of community services here are available to our homeless veterans. Good morning, everybody, and I hope everybody's having a great day. Jared, tell us one more time what the weather's going to look like this weekend.
Okay, let's see. Our 70, or let's see. Today it's going to be sunny, high of 77, a low of 49. Saturday is going to be a high of 73, a low of 49, partly cloudy at night. Sunday we have a 20% chance of rain with a high of 67 and a low of 51. And on Monday, we have showers likely with a 60% chance of rain, a high of 62, and a low of 53.
All right. And weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where their customers are warm friends, a better-known business in the city of Anderson that takes care of your propane needs. Discounts for seniors and veterans at Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. I'm here with Ted Leidy. We're down here at the stand down. And with me is Debbie Bruner, who was a nurse manager down in Chico and Yuba, VA, but you used to be up in this area. Is that true, Debbie?
Yes, I used to work at the Redding Stand Down and the Redding VA Clinic for 14, 15 years. And now I am in Chico and Yuba as the nurse manager over their medical care.
Have you noticed a big change in the last, I guess I should ask you, how long have you worked with the VA?
I've been with the VA about 18, 19 years. And I love every minute of it, and it's a wonderful thing to take care of the veterans, as I'm a veteran myself.
Well, thanks, first of all, for your service. And, you know, Debbie, I mean, you've been here with 18 years with the VA around that time. Have you seen a big change in the last, in the last 18 years? Have you seen big changes in the care, the types of veterans coming through, all of that?
Of course, our veterans are getting younger, but actually the care is fluid, meaning that Everything is a change. Everything is something that we need to adapt to. And the veterans are the same. They all provide service, and we all need to treat them as the wonderful people that they are.
Well, that's interesting, you know, because we are wonderful people, as you know, because you're a veteran. And even though I've let you have the sun in your face, we're reading about all the problems that the VA is having. Are we short doctors and nurses? But I've noticed when you get down to the levels like where we are, we have great care. And I just don't know if it's, you know, once it leaves here, that it starts going downhill. I mean, I don't want to put you on the spot here, but you've been around the services for 18, 19 years, so you've seen these things.
I think every medical care, every clinic, every hospital has decreased staffing, and then their staffing is increased. And I think it just needs to everybody picks up, everybody covers for everybody. I think the medical care in the last 7 years has been dynamic. It is, in this time of decreased staffing at times, has truly improved their medical care. And it happens with things like this stand down, where we give medical care to homeless. And in decreased staffing, we tighten up all of the other staff and make it all happen, because it's all about the veterans.
Debbie Bruner, you know what? Thank you so much, Debbie, for joining us. And thank you for so much for what you do, and also for your service to our country as a veteran, too. So thank you. Thank you very much. And I hope you have a great day. Okay, hey, come on over. Ted Lighty's still here with me. And we've got like 5 minutes, Ted. And, you know, what do you think, you know, when you see something like this, you know, when you see all the people that come in and you're out there, rounding up people, but we see people we've seen a lot, you know, at other events like Tom and Debbie Johnston and, of course, Frank Rose and a lot of people, Dave Cowling and all these. But see a lot of new people.
Yeah, it never ceases to amaze me. You know, it's easy to get negative. You know, it's easy to get negative out here with the political climate the way it is and all that. But when I show up here today, when I came here today to stand down 2016, and I see the volunteers here, and I see the folks that we're interviewing, and I see the movement within our community, I'll tell you, it restores me. It restores me. It gives me renewed hope. You know, I do see some of the same people all the time, but I see a lot of new folks too, just shaking and moving and trying to help our veterans. They served us. We're going to serve them for the next couple of days, and I tell you, it really does my heart good just to come out here. It really does my heart good just to come out here and to see all the people.
You know, some of the things that we. You know, we get involved in politics, and we get involved in the, you know, negative things of life. We can't help but do that, and especially on the show, you know, and you have the, you know, we have the political season, which is just a, you know, just a horrendous so far. But you need to come to places like this and see, like you said, see the good things in their life. Yeah, these are people that need help, but there's other people that come out. And, you know, that it's not easy. It's not easy for people either. Because just, you know, you're dealing with people that have hit rock bottom in many cases. But the love and the caring that are for people around here, I mean, they have, and I'll just say this, they have 1,000 times more patience than I do.
Yeah. And it's easy to think that, these volunteers that are just kind of some magic, people that show up and do all this stuff. But guess what? They take time out of their lives, from their jobs and their families and the other things they have to do, to spend, you know, 1, 2, or 3 days down here serving their community. And that's really, you know, we talked a lot about the people we're serving today. But again, I really want to highlight those volunteers who are down here today, serving those who served us, basically. And I think that, you know, they need to be championed. I think this event needs to be championed every year. Every year we come down here, it gets larger. It is full of love, and it's full of a commitment to service to our veterans, our warriors who have already served us. And I challenge everybody, all of our listeners today, if they're out, drop by Anderson Fairgrounds with Sarah Hall and take a look at what's going on down here at North Valley Standout.
Absolutely. My co-host today has been retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy, who is the owner and chief instructor of Northern Firearms Instruction, and who teaches. How many counties are you in now?
We teach in 28 counties. In those 28 counties, we have 19 instructors that work across the state for us that do a fantastic job working with those agents issuing CCW training so that those folks in those counties can get CCWs. And quick plug, we're leaving here to go and set up and practice for our carbine pistol transition course, yours and I, on November 20th. Which is going to be a good time. Also, we got our advanced CCW class going on that same exact day, November 20th. And you can sign up for both of those classes at usgunpro.com. And it's going to be a great day. I look forward to spending the day with you out there on the range.
Yeah, if you've never done a carbine to pistol class, it's something that we've learned in the service. And so if you've never had a chance to do that, you can kind of learn how to do this and so you don't hurt yourself. Or even better, don't hurt the instructors. Which is the big thing. Okay. Hey, everybody, just have a great weekend. Last thing, too, is another spaghetti fundraiser for VFW Post 9650. Tomorrow also from 3 to 8 p.m. at the VFW Post right here in Anderson. Jared, how much time we got left, Jared?
20 seconds. Hey,
Jared, how much time we got left, buddy?
You have 20 seconds left.
20 seconds left. Well, everybody, y'all have a great weekend. Remember that it is the good guys against the bad guys. Which of you?
No, I won't back down. You can stand.
Community Talk Radio for the North State is KCNR Shasta Redding, where the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
On a cyber attack, especially acute along the East Coast, has been snarling web traffic. A company called Dyne, providing services to some of the biggest names on the Internet, fell victim to a denial-of-service attack. New Hampshire-based Dyne says the attack was launched early today, and at this point, things are getting back to normal. They had their fun, humor with a bit of an edge to it. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton trading barbs at a charity dinner in New York. Clinton poking fun at Trump's over-the-top enthusiasm.
My heart rate is 72 beats per minute. His is the most beats ever, or the least beats ever, whichever sounds best.
And Trump joking that Clinton had just gone to confession before the gala.
The priest was having a hard time when he asked her about her sins, and she said,